These days I do so many podcasts. I have this great recording software. It's from Google. I know I'm not supposed to like software from Google, but it's called Recorder and it really works. It's so freaking easy. Whatever. So why is it not perfect to call the Republicans weird? I mean, let me explain how weird it is to have a candidate from one of the two major parties in the United States of America advocating that we destroy the Constitution and get rid of, why bother voting, says the candidate for president of the United States. The candidate for vice president of the United States says only people with functioning penises need apply to vote. If your dick can't procreate, well, you're not a real American citizen, there are you. Ah, man. If you woke up from a dream, let's say you were in a coma starting, I don't know, when Reagan came into office in whatever, 1984 or 80? It was probably 80. Let's say you just woke up and you saw a campaign speech from Trump. I mean, would you think it's weird? Would weird be the first word that came to mind? Maybe something even stronger that the New York Times might take more objection to than weird. I think they're being really polite about this, to be honest with you. And I think the New York Times, I think they've lost their way. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, assuming that they aren't bought out, by the fascists, or they're not scared of being thrown out of a window by the fascists, or they're not doing journalism anymore. What they have a stake in the outcome, and well, don't read them like they're a news organization anymore. Read them like they're the house organ of the Republican Party. Now, I know that reporters from the New York Times have pointed out that they have written negative editorials about Trump, but that's not an excuse. That does not excuse the things that they're saying about the Democratic candidate. Because when they do that, when they write those pieces, they're not taking into account the truth about the Republican candidate. I mean, is weird the worst thing that they would, I mean, that the Republicans have said about a Democratic candidate? I mean, I have heard them call for the assassination of Democratic candidates. I heard them call Democratic candidates vermin. I've heard him say, you don't need to vote after the next elect after this election. You don't need to do that because, well, we're not going to have elections in this country after that. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt for a very short while and say they need to get a frickin' grip. They need to take a step back and imagine they weren't the holy New York Times and think about what it would be like to be a citizen of the United States and witness what's going down here, and then see what they think about what the New York Times is doing here. It's despicable. It's deplorable. It's weird.